Let's backtrack a little. We're up to Mem Beis, but let's start the sugi again on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, four lines up from the bottom. Amar of Papa, Peros Sheyotsu Michutz L'Tchum V'Chazru, and they came back to their original place. Exactly how they got out of the Tchum and how they got back in, we'll see. Afilu b'mezid lo hifsidu es makomot. So our Papa says that even if everything was done b'mezid, he took it out b'mezid, he brought it back in b'mezid, and violated the Isur Tchum, nevertheless, he's allowed to enjoy the benefits of these peros because they're back to where they were at the beginning. Now, normally, we would say that if a person violates the Shabbos, we penalize him and we don't allow him to benefit from a Chil Shabbos. But in this case, he's not really benefiting because the Peros made full swing, came back to where they originally were. My timer. So what's the reason why we should not, in a sense, penalize and prohibit the Peros? And the answer is anusim ninu. You know, this is like the case of the Mishnah of Hotziu Nochrim or Ruach Ra'a, that Hechzirum is ki lo yotza. And as far as the Peros are concerned, they're inanimate objects, and therefore we consider them anusim. And just like in the case of Nochrim, Hotziu Nochrim v'chziru balkarcho, we said that ki'u lo yotza klal, the same halacha will apply here to the peros. And the interesting thing about Rav Papa is that he's not penalizing the one who took out the peros. And again, he's talking about hechziru b'mezid, so you and I would have said, let's penalize him. And the answer is, he's comparing it to the Mishnah of Nochrim, but the Mishnah of Nochrim is clearly an onus situation. So there's an analogy here that seems to be, you know, jumping over a gap, you know, to compare the case of Anusim in the Mishnah of Nochrim to the case of Peros, because the Peros are Ein Bahem Das. That doesn't make sense. What about the person who took out the Peros? Meaning, the penalty here is not for the Peros. The penalty is for the person who took out the Peros. That's not like the case of Ansu Nochrim. It would have made more sense had Rapapa emphasize the fact that he's not benefiting from it because it's back to where it was full swing. Eisvei Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya L'Rav Papa. We have a Braisa and Rav Nechemi Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Omrim Li Olam Asurim Achi Yachzulim Koman. The Peros are going to be Asur unless Yachzu limkomam shogigim. That the peros will return back to their original place, b'shogig. Now, obviously, b'shogig in b'mezid lo. If they were taken back to their original place, b'mezid, again with a violation of Tchum Shabbos, then they would be prohibited. So we see against Rav Papa, who says that doesn't matter if they were taken out, brought back, b'mezid, lo hifsidu, lo sidu es makomam arishon. So the Gemara to defend Rav Papa says, tanoihi. Now what's the status of the peros that were chozum koma b'mezid? And that's a machlokas tannoi. Enochinami, Rab Nechemia, and Rab Lozer Ben Yaakov are of the opinion that the peros are asur because they were brought back to Mkom B'mezid. Rab Papa, on the other hand, holds like the Tanakama. And The Tanakam is Mater the Peros. Where is this Tanoim? Where is this Machlokas Tanoim? Here's the Brisa Desanya. Peros Sheyotzu Chutz L'Tchum B'Shogeg Ye'ochlu B'Mezid Lo Ye'ochlu. So this is the Tanakama. And although, as we said earlier, Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Eliezer contradict Rav Papa, because they say the peros that were brought back in b'mezid are asur, and Rav Papa says they're mutar. And here we see also that the Tanakama is saying that if it was brought back b'mezid, then asurim. So wherein lies the machlokas between this Tana, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov? And here we see the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis on an Aleph. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Bimkomam Ye'ochlu Shelo Bimkomam Lo Ye'ochlu. That if the peros were returned to the original place, then ye'ochlu. Whereas the Tanakhama said, is peros shiotzul chutzutchum, in the case of mezid, lo ye'ochlu. Ah, but what do the Rabbanon say about chazora? Here it says in Rabbi Nechemiah that bimkoman, if they came back to the place, ye'ochlu. So the Gemara analyzes. What is the kavan of Rabbi Nechemiah when he says bimkoman ye'ochlu? Elam, if he means bimkoman bimezid, even though they were taken out bimezid, I'm sorry, they were returned bimezid, they still remain mutter. And that would reflect the shita of Rav Papa, because anusim heim haktani behedja. In another brisa it says explicitly, Rav Nechemiah, Rav Lesman, Yaakov Omrim li olam asurim at shiachzuru limkomon shogim. So they remain usur unless they were brought back b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. So if we take that price, and then we clearly see that if they were returned b'mezid, then they're usur. And if that be the case, then Rabbi Nechemiah contradicts Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says as long as they get back to Mekoma, they're mutar. El alav. So therefore we should assume, in terms of Rabbi Nechemiah, that only if they were back in their place, they were taken back b'shogeg, then they're mutter. V'chisuri mechzera. V'hachik tani. Peros. Sheyotzu chutz l'tchum b'shogeg. Ye'och. So, number one, we have to differentiate between shogeg and mezid as far as eating these peros outside of the tchum, wherever he took them. Let's say from Yerushalayim, he took them to Tel Aviv. So would they be permissible in Tel Aviv? And the answer is depends upon shogeg or mezid. That if they were taken to Tel Aviv b'shogeg, then they can be eaten. But if they were taken there b'mezid, lo ye'ochlu. B'medvar ma'murim shelo b'mkoman. Al b'mkoman afilu b'mezid ye'ochlu. So now we have the Tanakama, and the view of the Tanakama is that if you want to eat it in Tel Aviv to the place to where they were taken, it depends upon shogeg or mezid. But as far as bringing them back to Yerushalayim, that's called Makoma Marishon, then even if they were brought back by mezid, nevertheless it's mutter to eat them. Now we have Asa Rabbi Nechemiah Lemeimar, comes along Rabbi Nechemiah to disagree and say Afilu b'mkomo marishon nami b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. even when the Paris came back to the original place, it all depends as to whether or not it was brought back with Mezid or Bishogeg. So as far as Tel Aviv is concerned, Shalobim Koman, both the Tanakama and the other Tanoim, they all agree unanimously that it depends upon whether he took them to Tel Aviv, Bemezid, or Bishogeg, but Bishogeg gets Mutter. What is the substance of the Machlokas? It's Chazara, Limkoman Rishon, Bemezid. Whereas the Tanakama, like we saw earlier in Rav Papa, allows eating the Peros, even if the whole deal was done Bemezid, but now they're in their original place, it's Mutter. And Rabbi Nechemya comes to tell us, no, I disagree. I think the Peros are Asur in a case where he brought them back Bemezid. And that's called Lema Kitanoi. So the Gemara rejects, says, lo, no, that's really not the pshat in the Machlokas. What they're arguing about is if the Peros were brought back Bemezid Bimkoman, and what they're not arguing about, I should say, is Bemezid Bimkoman, because Kuliyama lo pligi di Asur. And since he brought him back Bemezid, therefore it's us. Bahacha, what's the debate? Bishogeg shalobim komon pligi. So we said before that if the Peros end up in Tel Aviv, it depends, was it Bishogeg or Bemezid? Now we're saying no. Even if it was Bishogeg, these are called Peros Shiyatsu Bishogeg Michutz L'Tchum, is Tanakama Sovar Bishogeg Shari. So if we're talking about eating it Shalomim Koman, then we said we have a machlokes tanoim, shogeg, shalobim, koma. Do you want to eat these pears in Tel Aviv? Is Tanakama is matir? And Rabbi Yehuda Sovar afilu bishogeg bimkoman in there it's mutar but shalobim koman lo. But now there's no machlokes in the din of Peros Shiyatsu v'chazul v'mkoma v'mezid. Everyone agrees that that's osur, that's against Rav Papa. And the machlokes is going to be in Peros Shiyatsu chutz l'tchum on v'shogeg v'adayin lo chazu, they're over there in Tel Aviv, and it was taken out there v'shogeg, are you allowed to eat them or not? So the Gemara asks, how can you interpret the machlokes tanoim in the case of Peros Shechazul v'mkoman? I mean that there was no machlokas tanoim in the case of Peros Shechazul v'mkoman, and everybody agrees that if they were taken back b'mezid, it's us. So v'amidik tani sefer, it says Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov Omrim li olam asurim at shiachzul v'mkoman shogigin, which means that only in the case shogig shogig mutter and mezid lo mechlal de tanakama so b'mezid nami shori. Which would mean that Tanakama, in the case of Chozum Komo, straight across the board allows it, like Rav Papa, Shema Minoa. So it turns out that Rav Papa, based on this last diuk, is dependent upon this Machlokas Tanoim, and he holds like Tanakama, and therefore you could be Matir Chazolim Komo, even in the case of Mez. Whereas the Tanoim, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Eliezer, they hold that in the case of Mezid, Chazor Lim Koman is us. Now, as far as eating the Peros over there in Tel Aviv, so we said that even in a case of Mezid, it's the one case everybody agrees to, that was never even a doubt, that if it was Mezid, then it certainly also teed it in Tel Aviv. And as far as a Shogig situation, is it Mutar B'Achila or not? So we certainly believe that Tanakama would be Matar. We're not sure about Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Nechemia. The impression I get is that Lamaskana, these Tanoim would be matir if you have both Yotzu v'shogeg and also Chasru v'mkom v'shogeg. But it would seem like Yotzu v'shogeg, even these Tanoim might in fact be matirit. I just wanted to quote you this note, and he writes that the Gemara's conclusion is that the first explanation of the Machlokas is correct, which means the Tanakama are matir peros that were returned even if they returned v'mezid, and that would reflect the Shita of Rapapa. And Rav Nechemi would say that if they returned v'mezid, it's asur. And in the case of Shalomim Koman, then the Tanakama, in the case of Shogeg, is Matir, and Rav Nechemia, in the case of Shogeg, asks it. So then we have a double Machlokas. We have one Machlokas about Shalom B'mkoman B'Shogeg, and we have another Machlokas about B'mkoman B'mezid. That leads us to Omar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel. And we're talking about Hoyim Ahalech V'Eni Yodea Tchum Shabbos. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel Hoyim Ahalech V'Eni Yodea Tchum Shabbos. He doesn't know exactly where is the 2,000 Amma boundary. Is Mahalech Alpayim Psios Beinonios V'Zohi Tchum Shabbos. He should count out 2,000 regular, shall we say, average-sized steps in one direction, and that's how he's going to determine the shear of Alpayim Amma. It means that every psia is one, is assumed to be one Amma. V'yomar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Shavas Bibika, if he was Shoves on Erev Shabbos in a field, an open field, and it was longer and wider than 2,000 Amma, so the area included in that field was a little bit more than its Tchum, and if these Mechitzos had been set up before Shabbos, the whole enclosure would have been considered his Makom Shvisa, his Shabbos residence, as we called it, and it would be the same as 4,000 Amma. He would have been permitted to walk another 2,000 Amma beyond the walls. However, in this particular case, there were no mechitzas going into Shabbos, and then he kifu nochrim mechitza b'Shabbos. The goyim set up mechitzos on Shabbos. Now, we have here the following psak halacha of Shmuel. Mahalich alpayim abba. He's capped out, he's maxed out at 2,000 amma. Because that was his din before the goyim were makif the mechitzis. And he doesn't have any permission, any heter to go beyond the Hekef Mechitzos, if that's beyond the 2,000 Amma. But Metalta Bakula al Yedei Zrika. He is permitted to be Metalta in the entire field, even beyond 2,000 Amma, by Zrika Sachefetz. In other words, that he stands in the Tchum and he throws Michutz L'Tchum. Now, is this, I'm trying to figure out, is this a heter that applies in general? How is the, or is this somehow impacted by the Hikifua Nachrim Mechitzos? Is that what changed it here? In other words, he's allowed to be Zorik Chutz L'Tchum, And apparently the impression you get here is the reason for that is because Sikifur Nochra Mechitzos. Okay, so again, these Mechitzos, Rashi points out, are Litzorich Dira. If not, there would be no Heter to be Metaltel. But this is Litzorich Dira. Fine. So now we said that Mahalach Ba in the Spikah you could walk Alpayim Amma, which again, that was the equivalent din before the Hekif Mechitzos. And he's not allowed to walk beyond the Hekif Mechitzos. And Rashi says, Afal pi shashoves b'mokom amukaf mechitzos. Rashoy lahalach b'kulo. He's allowed to walk anywhere within the Hekif Mechitzos. It's like his own Dalet Amos, but nevertheless, Ein Rashoy Lelech B'chol HaBika. Why? Because the halacha that normally applies that you can walk throughout the Bika, because it's Mukaf Mechitzos, and it's like Dalet Amos, that only applies Ein Din Ze'ela B'Odom Sheshavas Me'erev Shabbos B'toch HaMechitzos. On Erev Shabbos, he was inside the Mechitzos. But Zeb, but this individual, Shavas Bibika, Psucha, meaning it did not have a Hekif Mechitzos, this field. Ube'emtsa Shabbos, Hikifu Mechitzos, Eni Meshoy Lahalach Ela, Alpayim, Amo, Bilvat. So that he gets the same original Alpayim Amma that we would have given him. And if this area is now larger than Alpayim Amma, he's not got to walk to the end of the field because the Mechitzos were set up on Shabbos by the Goyim. That's not going to be matter him to go beyond Alpayim Amma. Okay, fine. But now, what is this halacha of Zrika? That he can throw it, even if the field is larger than Alpayim Amma, and he's going to throw it and it's going to land outside of Alpayim Amma, it's mutter. Lefi, the reason for this is Shemachitzos Hanasos B'Shabishmo Mechitza. Okay, this is a Gemara that we had back on Daf Chaf, that Mechitza Shanasis B'Shabish is Nechsheves Kimechitza. We're going to be Machmir if he did it b'mezid. But Im Zorach Chifetz Mitochel Shesarabim Chayev Ach Einu Rashoy L'Taltel B'toch HaShetach HaMukov Hainu B'Ofen Shenasei Samechitza B'mezid Al Yidei Yisrael V'kan Shenasei Al Yidei Nochrim Dino Kimechitza Hanasei B'Shogi Al Yidei Yisrael U'Mutel L'Taltel B'toch. What does he mean? Mutal etaltel betocha. It says here, al yidei zrika. Means he himself is not allowed to walk out of a tchum of Alpayim Amma. But there's no iser tiltel per se. He's not allowed to walk that. But there's no iser tiltel. So how can you have your cake and eat it too? On the one hand, we're going to say you're not allowed to walk outside of Alpayim Amma. On the other hand, it's Mutu B'Tiltul. And then Afkamina is going to be Zrika. So he can be Zorik B'chol HaBikah, because we say there's no Yisur Tiltul in all the Vedika, because we recognize and validate these Mechitzos. And he's going to be throwing it beyond Alpayim Amma. As we said before, the field is larger than Alpayim Amma. But as far as his halicha is concerned, he's got to remain within the tchum of Alpayim Amma. He can be zorik in chutz l'tchum. Now, the pella here is that we have a general rule, which seems to be pushed aside over here, that ein yochel l'taltel achifetz kedarko v'makom she'ein rashoy lahalich. And the answer here is the word kidarko. True, he's not allowed to carry a chifetz in a place where he's not allowed to walk, but if he does it shalo kidarko, which is rika, where he remains in a certain place and he's throwing it beyond him, then that's mutter. And if you take a look here at Rashi's interpretation of Shmuel, he says the following. L'divrei Shmuel Rashoi hu l'taltel achefetz imo kidarko bi'alpayim ama shel mokom iluho u'b'shara b'ka beyond the 2,000 ama mitaltel ayidei zrika. That's Rashi. Tosis dira maschil u'mitaltel disagrees with Rashi, and he says even in the alpayim ama of the Mokom Hilucho, he cannot be metaltel the Chefetz Imo Kidarko El Aydei Zrika. So again, even within the 1,000 Amo, which he's allowed to walk, but he's not allowed to be metaltel. He's allowed to do it Shalom Kidarko El Aydei Zrika. So I guess he's constantly stopping and throwing it. Why? Lefish Alpayim Amo Elu Prutzos Hein Bimiluon L'shara bika hasura olav betiltel kidarko. So this has to do with the halacha of pirtza, where he's got a pirtza to a bika, and that's asura betiltel kidarko. I'm not sure why. He says, "Adinuk sheyesh makom hamuta betiltul sheposeach legamrei poritz legamrei lemakom osu l'taltul neseraf makom hamuta." Fine. So he's saying that now again. Is he invoking the halacha here of Carmel? So I don't know. Rav Huna Amar Mahalich Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach, which means that according to Rav Huna, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amo in each direction, umetaltel arba amos bilvat. In other words, we go back to the din as it existed, as it applied before the hekif mechitzos, and even within 2,000 amo, he's not allowed to be metaltel within the tchum. And even Al Yidei Zrika, according to Rav Huna, he's not allowed to be metaltil, because there's no difference here between tiltil kedarka and tiltil Al Yidei Zrika. Ela b'makom sherashoy letaltil bo ve'ena yirashoy lehelech bo. But here, he's saying that there's no heter tiltil at all, and therefore it matters not whether he carries it or he throws it, tiltul shalom kedarko. Now, why is it that Rav Huna says that mitaltel bi arba amos bilvat? We let the cat out of the bag when we quoted the Tosfos to Maskil Metaltel as far as a makom that's porutz to a makom that's us. So we'll see that in just a minute. So the Gemara first asks one question on Rav Huna. Metaltel v'kula al yidei zrika. The Gemara thinks we should be matir this person to be metaltel his chafotzim b'chol abika, even in places where he's not allowed to walk, and he should be able to throw it at a distance because it's inside the mechitzos. And the Gemara answers that it's true. Me'ikar adin, he would be allowed to be metaltil in the entire bika, and that he could do al yidei zrika. But the chachamim asked it. Why? Shemi yimoshech acher cheftzo. Maybe he'll drag Shemi Yigrar Achra Chefetz, and if the Chefetz is now going beyond 2,000 Amah, through this zrika, then he might be tempted to go and retrieve that object, which is outside the Tchum Shabbos of Alpayim Amo. But now the Gemara asks the real question here on Rav Huna. Be'alpayim, meaning inside the Alpayim Amo, mias letaltil ki urche. Why do you tell me he's only allowed to be metaltil for Amos? He should be mutter to be metaltil ki darko for 2,000 Amo. And within 2,000 Amo, if he's metaltil ki darko, we don't think that he might go outside the tchum. He's allowed to be to walk within the tchum, which is Alpayim Amo. Why does Rav Huna say that he's limited to Arba Amos? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Dahavi Kimachitza Shinifritza Bimloa Lamakama Asula. That this area, the circumference of which is 2,000 Amo inside the tchum, has the status halachically of a Machitza Shinifritza. And the reason for this is that the Bikka is completely open. And the din is that if you have a makom where technically you're allowed to be metalta, but it opens up completely without any mechitza separating it into a makom that's also metalta, and we're going to have things like that in cases of chatzeros and muvos, it's also to be metalta even in the makom hamutter, because the makom mutter opens up completely into the makom ha'asur. So here too, he's not allowed to be metaltel, and even al yidei zrika, in the entire area, the shetach of the bika. And if it was chutz, so if you x out or single out the area that's out in the bika that's outside of 2,000 amo, that's for sure would be us. And now what we're going to say is that within the 2,000 amo Tchum Shabbos, that becomes also because it's parutz legamre to the balance of the bika, which is outside of the Alpayim Amo. And as far as Rika is concerned, well, we have this Gzeira Shemi Moshech Acher Cheftzo, so that within Alpayim Amo of his Tchum, there's an Isu because of its parutz bimloon to the bika that's beyond Alpayim Amo, which is also the tiltil. And if you're talking about Zrika, then we have to raise the issue of Shemi Moshech Acher Cheftzo. Now the Gemara quotes another opinion, Chiyo Bar Rav Omar, he's allowed to be Mahalech Alpayim Amo in each direction, and he can be Metaltil Kedarko Be Alpayim Amo. He's not accepting this principle of Rav Huna, that since it's parutz to a makom that's also v'tiltul, no, within the Alpayim Am of Tchum, he's allowed to carry. Again, beyond the 2,000 Amo within the Bikur, he's not allowed to carry. And it seems like, according to Chiyah, he's not allowed to carry even al Yidei Zrika, maybe the Shema Yimoshech Acher Cheftzo. The Gemara says, Kiman, can you classify Chiyah Barav's Shita in one of the two categories that we had until now? And the Gemara says, the loker of Nachman and the loker of Huna. According to Rav Nachman, we said that al yidei zriki you're allowed to be metaltel the entire bikur, even beyond 2,000 amo. According to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to be metaltel even within the Alpayim amo, because it's parutz to a makom that's also. So Gemara says, Ema, we should assume about Chia, that metaltel be arba, that he's allowed to be metaltel only four amos, and not the full 2,000 amo, and that would identify him with the shita of Rav Huna. So Gemara immediately raised the objection: Ihochi hainu de Rav Huna. Then, why did Rav Chia have to add what he added in the name of Rav? I mean, he's basically just reiterating what we know from Rav Huna. Ema, therefore we have to change the girsa, and it should say V'chein Omar Rabbi Chiya Barav. And Rabbi Chiya is just clarifying that Rav came to the same identical halachic ruling as Rav Huna. Omalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Now Rav Nachman turns to Rav Huna and he says, Lo tiflog alei de Shmuel. And why not the Tanya Kavose? Don't argue with this. The din that I formulated in the name of Shmuel, that you're allowed to be metaltal in the entire Bikka with Zerika, even beyond the 2,000 Amo. And don't be afraid of Shemi Moshe Chacher Cheftso. The Tanya Kavose, we're going to prove from a Mishnah that there's no such thing as Xera Shemi Moshech Odom Acher Cheftso. The Sanya, and here we're turning to Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. And this Bryce is talking about a case of a person who set up an Erev Tanchumen, and Hayamodeid, he was measuring the shear of Alpayim Amo from the Erev and beyond. Because once you set up the Erev Tanchumen, that becomes your Makom Shvisa, and you can calculate 2,000 Amo beyond that. Uba, and he came into another city. Now, in that other city, the members, the residents of that city, had already prepared what's called an Erev Chatzeros, and therefore there's what we call Hekef Mechitzos, and Leficha Chayim Mutal Taltil Ba. Okay, fine. So there's a Heter to be Metaltil in that city. The Kolsa Midasa B'chatzer Ir. He finally gets to the last of his 2,000 steps, you know, an Amma each step. And where is he? He's in the middle of the city. Is he allowed to be Metaltil beyond that within the city? Do we view the city as one entity? And the Braisa says, Mutal Taltil B'chol Ha'ir Kulo B'vachal Yavas Atchum B'raglov. So it sounds like that we're talking about a case of Zrika. And even though he reaches the max of his Tchum Shabbos of Alpayim Amo in the middle of the city, and he's now going to throw it beyond that point, Bechola Ir Kula, and he himself is not allowed to walk Beraglov beyond the Tchum of Alpayim Amo. So he's frozen at the max in the middle of the city, but he can still throw something beyond that point. And that's because it's a different kind of a tiltal. It's Shelo Kedarka Kalachar Yad. But on the other hand, what happened to the Gzera of Shemi Moshech Achar Cheftza? That's the Shita Rav Huna. So the Gemara clarifies first this riot for Shmuel against Rav Huna. B'mai metaltel. How is he going to be metaltel beyond the middle of the city when he's not allowed to walk there? Lav. There doesn't seem to be another option. Rather than al yidei zrika. So he throws an object from the middle of the city where he landed and beyond that, to the second half of the city, where he's not allowed to walk there. So we see clearly from the Braisa that a person can be metaltal al yidei zrika even beyond the Tchum Shabbos. And he's not allowed to go there, and we don't have a gzeira that maybe he'll follow the object after he throws it. And that's the Shita of Shmuel, as far as a Biko Shekifua Nochrim B'Shabbos. Amar Lacha Rav Huna, Rav Huna rejects this proof from the Bryce. Lo. The Bryce is not talking about a case of Tiltal Al Yidei Zrika, but rather Al Yidei Meshicha. Klomar, Shemoshech Chafotzim Ha'omdim Michutzlar Ba'amos Letoch Tchum Alpaim Shalo. Ba'ofet Shakol Modim Shemutal Taltil Af Kishe'eno Rashoy Lelech Shom. Lefisha Ein Lochush Sheigorer achar cheftzo, shei calls man sheino maybe a chefetz elov, a dayin einze chefetz shalo, liachesh kvar hevio shuv eino motzio mitchumo. So he's able to get something outside of the tchum of Alpayim Amo, inside the tchum of Alpayim Amo, without the chashash of Shemi Yigareh, because he's not doing with Zrika. He's actually stretching his arm out outside the Tchum of Shabbos, the Alpayim Amo, picking up a chefetz and taking it within the Tchum of Alpayim Amo. And in such cases, no chashash of Shemi Yigareh achar chefetz. Anytime he's bringing the chefetz to him, then that's not a chashash. Now, he points out here, and this apparently is based on Rashi, that Adayin Ein Zeh Chefetz Shelo. Not sure if I understand that. Let's see if we can figure that out. Okay. Let me see if we can find something here. He says that he, like Kolsa Midoso, fine, that we had already. Kolsa Midoso Bechatzir. Now, Al Yidei Mashiach, by pulling objects from beyond his Tchum into his Tchum, since he has access to the objects only when they are within reach of his Tchum, and then he pulls them toward himself, there's no reason to fear that he might draw himself beyond the Tchum. Okay, that I understood. And where the implication is, Bryce would agree that throwing it beyond the Tchum, where there's a fear that he might step out of the Tchum, that's us. Okay, but what does that have to do with whether he owns the object or not? Okay, so this I have in the beer here in Hebrew. I don't know exactly where it's coming from. And one more time, I'll read it. He says, "Maybe chefetz elav adayin ein ze chefetz shelo." What does that mean? Adayin ein ze chefetz shelo. I don't remember that we discussed the question of ownership, but I guess the tchum we said that we mentioned many times, the tchum as far as chafotzim is concerned depends on the fact that it's your possession, and once he brings it in to his tchum, then enimo tzio mitchumo. Ah, I think he's just adding a certain footnote here, if I understand that. Although he'd be allowed to be moshech the object into his tchum, that's because it's not his. Once he already takes it into his tchum, and now he, so to speak, makes a kinyan on it, then he would not have a heter to place it outside the tchum, because once it's his, then the object is limited by his tchum as well. But the main point that we said is that there's no chashash that he might, you know, continue or walk following the object and end up chutz l'tchum. But in the case of Zrika, we have that chashash. Now, there is apparently a different girsa here in the Rishonim, and they understood that this braisa really refutes Rav Huna. Now, he writes here in the note that according to the response presented in our girsa, we have to raise the following question. Rav Huna, we learned already, prohibits carrying within the tchum because he forbids transporting objects into the rest of the enclosure beyond the tchum. Now, according to this teretz in the Gemara, Rav Huna does not categorically prohibit transporting objects outside the tchum, since he permits pulling them towards the tchum area. And therefore, we must conclude that Rav Huna prohibits carrying within the tchum only from within the prescribed area out towards the tchum's boundaries, but not towards its center. Thus would be permitted, even according to Rav Huna, to pull perhaps even to carry or throw objects towards the tchum's center. I mean, that's an unbelievable chiluk. But anyway, let's go on. The Gemara now quotes a situation in which even Rav Huna concedes that there's no gzera of Iser on a makom mutter. Amar Rav Huna Adam Shaya Modeid, he was measuring Alpayim Amma from the place where he left his Erev Tchumin. Uba, he comes into the city, Kolsavi Dosav Chatsi Chatser, not halfway through the city like the previous scenario, but halfway through the Chatser. So now, Kolulo Alpayim Amma, he has exhausted the Alpayim Amma of the Tchum right there in the middle of a Chatser. Ein lo ela chatzer, chatzi chatzer. Which means that he's not allowed to go beyond that chatzi chatzer. Okay, fine, because the chatzi chatzer towards his direction is within the tchum, not the other half of the chatzer, pshita. I mean, this is just a repetition of what we know, that a person's not allowed to walk in the other half of the chatzah because it's beyond his tchum Shabbos. I mean, what did you add to me? Ema. Let's interpret Rav Huna in the following way. Yeshlo v'chatzi chatzer. The chiddush is that he has the entire area of the chatzi chatzer that's in the tchum. Now, hainami pshita, I mean, that's within the tchum. Mal desema. I would have thought that we should prohibit him even in the half of the chatzah that's in his tchum. Why? Yesh lochush, lechush, dilma osi l'taltula v'kula. If you're going to be matir for him to be metaltel half the chatzah, he might come to be metaltel in the other half of the chatzah, which is beyond his tchum. Kamash malon, Rav Huna says that we're not choshesh, we don't have such a gzera. Now, here's another case which Rav Nachman is going to clarify, that even Rav Huna would concede that there's no gzera of tiltul mishum hiluch, that because you're allowing him to be metaltil, he might walk there. And Rav Nachman, who understands very well that Rav Huna disagrees, and as far as Bikkur is concerned, in the case of Bikkur shekifua nachrim, and they set up a mechitz on Shabbos, Rav Huna held that you're not allowed to be metaltil inside the bika, even al yedei zrika, because of the gzeres shevi yivo li moshech v'alachutz l'tchumo. But in what case, modeli, Rav Huna concedes to me that we don't have such a gzera, and that's be odom shayamodeid. He's measuring the midah of his tchum, uba, and he comes into a chatzer, the kolsa midoso, where does his tchum of Alpayim Amma terminate? Al sfas tikra. In other words, it ends at the entryway into a house that has a roof, and the kosel of this bias is parutz. Okay, it's like a rune, but hatikro metis, the roof is still intact. And in such a case, even Rav Huna would concede that it's mutal etaltel b'chol bias. Again, the assumption here is al yedei zrika. So he's not allowed to walk throughout the bias, it's beyond the tchum, but he can throw an object throughout the bias. And my time, what's the logic for that? And what happened to the gzeres shemi moshech acher cheftzo? Why not be afraid that he'll go beyond chutz l'tchum in order to retrieve the object that he's thrown outside of, beyond the tchum of Alpayim Amma? Hol v'tikras habayis chovetes. So this is one of those magical imaginary mechitzos called Tikras Habayis, P. Tikra Yored V'Sosen. And if we apply that principle that the roof is so same, therefore yesh was a heker li oso adam shekanu sof tchumo. Right, so there's a as soon as he comes to the entrance of the house, the Pesach Abayis, he's already, you know, at the limit of 2,000 amah, but he's got a roof on top. And the roof is Yored V'Sosem. That's called Tikpi Tikra Yoredis V'Sosemis. And that's going to serve as a heker. We're not going to be afraid that he'll go into the house to retrieve the object that he threw, because he sees that it's a different reshus, so to speak. It's got its own mechitza, which is generated by the halacha p'tikra yod v'sosim. And we're talking about a case of nifras habayis rak lechotze shalafonov. So the bayis is not open on the other side, it's only open on this side where he comes into the bayis from the chotzer. And therefore, if the chotzer itself is mutar b'alicha b'tiltul for that person, then we have this heter, he's allowed to throw something in the bayis. But im haya bayis nifratz gam l'mokom, let's say it would be parutz to the other side of the bayis, which is a mokom ha'asur, then he himself would also be asur. Because then it comes under the Makom HaMutar Pasuch LeGamri LeMakom HaOsur that we discussed earlier. Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosson. The Gemara wants to do a tlus, meaning to be told of the Machlokas of Nachman Rav Huna and the Machlokas Tanoi. Ketanoi. Where we find the Machlokas Tanoi on this very point, is there an Issur Tiltul because of Shemi Moshech? And we learned in a Mishnah back on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis that a person that was taken out by Nachrim Mitchumo, they dropped him off in a different city. They basically kidnapped him. Unasanu Bidir Obisar, and he was placed down in an area that's Mukefes, that's Mukaf Mechitzos, because that's where they collect the animals. Here we have Machlokes between Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omrim Mahalaches Kula, whereas Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Akiva Omrim Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos Bilvat. So we have this deer, which is Mukaf Mechitzos. As we said before, that's where he gathers the behemoths together. And what happens now? The Nochrim took him out of his Tchum Shabbos, and they dropped him off in another city, inside a deer. So when Gamliel, Rabbi Lozman and Azariah hold that Mahalech es ha'ir kula, he's allowed to walk throughout the entire city, or the entire deer, or the entire sar, because the entire city is considered his dalanam. So Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva Omrim, ein lo ela arba amos bilvad. He can only carry in the deer or the sar, 4 amos max. So Gemara clarifies this. My love, shouldn't we say that the machlokas tanoim, Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Amru, they allowed you mahalach eskulo, that's because lo gazri hiluch deer v'sar otu hiluch bibika. Meaning, they're of the opinion that since, according to the strict letter of the law, a person is permitted to go and walk throughout the entire deer and sire, we're not going to prohibit it because of gzera. Maybe the goyim are going to put him down in a bikkah which is not mukefes mechitzos, and he's going to think that he's allowed to walk throughout the bika. Umide hiluch atu hiluch lo gazri, tiltul atu hiluch lo gazri. Since they're not in favor of any sort of an enactment of a gzera that would prohibit hiluch in a place where you're allowed to walk, ought to, because of hiluch in a place where you're not allowed to walk, we should apply the same logic to tiltul oto hiluch. In other words, in the case where he throws the object outside of the tchum Shabbos, where he's not allowed to walk, are we afraid that if we allow such a tiltul come to walk outside, we shouldn't have such a chashash of Shema Yimshok V'yelech Achra Chefetz? But Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, the Omrim, they're of the opinion regarding a deer and a sar, that Ein Lo, he doesn't have permission Leilech Ela Arba Amos Bilvad, because Gazri Hiluch Deer V'sar Otu Hiluch Debika. They think that even though, strictly speaking, according to the letter of the law, Mikra Din, a person is allowed to walk throughout the entire deer, the entire sar, and yet they're going to institute a gzera that they're going to use and impose the restriction of Arba Amos, and that's because of a gzera, because if we allow him to walk throughout the deer and the sar, which are surrounded by mechitzos, he might come to walk in a bika that's not surrounded by mechitzos, that's completely parutz. And therefore they came to the conclusion, Ein lo ela arba amos bilvad. According to their shita, we should go from A to B. Mida hiluch otu hiluch gazri is tiltul otu hiluch nami gazri. To the same extent that they accept this gzeir of hiluch otu hiluch, that hiluch b'makom mutter is going to be prohibited mitzad gzeir because of hiluch b'makom asur, because he might come to walk and carry something when there's no mechitzas, is then tiltul otu hiluch nami gazur. That in a case where he does a tiltul yidei zrika, we should be afraid that he might walk again outside of the tchum Shabbos. The Gemara says, Mimai. The Gemara deflects this comparison, this interdependence. What gives you the right to say so? It's very possible that these are two separate debates, two separate controversies, v'yedem tluyos elu v'yelu. Dilma, perhaps, ki lo gozer. When do we say that Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah don't have a gzera? That's only hiluch b'sar v'dir otu hiluch b'bika. And why is that? Why aren't they afraid that if he's mahalik with the raw mechitzas, he might come to be mahalik even in a bika without mechitzas? Hani mili osam, therefore, and that stuff could there. And why the shnei makomos heim? There are two separate places. One is called a sar and deer, and the other is called a bika. And we have no chash that if you allow him to be metaltel in a sar or a deer, he'll come to be metaltel in a bika. Well, but in the case of tiltul ato hiluch, makom echad, who we're not talking about making confusion and comparing two different entities, halachic places that each have their own status and their own name. We're talking about one spot, one place. And he may go beyond that imaginary boundary of 2,000 amma because he threw an object. Is hachinami ligzar? There should be a gzera in this case. And there would be moda that there would be a gzera. So don't derive any conclusions from Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah about gzera shema yimimoshech acher cheftzo. They may accept that gzera shema yimoshech acher cheftzo. We have to worry that within that one place he might cross the boundaries and go beyond the Tchum Shabbos. Not only that, the Gemara goes a step further. And even as far as Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva Nami, who accept this gzera in the case of deer v'sar, from one makom to another makom, that if we allow you to go in the deer and sar, above and beyond 4 hours, you might come to do so even in a biko, which is not mukefes mechitzos. Mimai de bishum de gazri, who we're assuming that The reason why there's an Isser in this case is because of the Gzeir of Hiluch Bedir. Atu Hiluch Bebik Adilma, perhaps there's a different reason entirely. Mishum Delo Savri, they don't accept that Ki Amrinon. Kol Abayis Kulo Biarba Amas Domi, they never accepted this principle that the entire house is considered like one 4 amo, you know, radius, and therefore you're allowed to be metaltil bekulo. If there is a situation in which you're allowed to carry throughout the entire bias, hanimu, that would only apply hecha deshavas biavir hamachitzos mibodjom. In other words, let's say, for example, the goyim in our mission, they took him out of his place in the middle of Shabbos, they put him in a deer or a sar. That's not Shavas B'Avra Mechitzes B'Yom. That's Lo Shavas B'Avra Mechitzes B'Yom. So in such a case where the Goyim put him in the middle of a deer in the middle of Shabbos and he wasn't Shavas B'Avra Mechitzes B'Yom, is we're not going to apply the principle of Kol Abayis Ka'arba Amos, and therefore Mikra Adin, he's not allowed to walk beyond Dalet Amos. That's not a gzeira at all. That's the Ikar Adin. And therefore, as far as tiltul, in a place where it's Asur Lahalich Sham, and you're dealing with a gzeira that the Rabbanan Institute, that maybe since he's not allowed Mahalich Sham, if you allow tiltul, he'll be Nimshach, and he might carry even in a place where he's not allowed to carry, could very well be that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva would concede that there's no gzeira over there, and he's allowed to be metaltel al yidei zrika. We don't have to worry about gzeiros. Now, as far as the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah, how do we paskin? Omar Rav Hilchisa, we should paskin la locha ki Rabbi Gamliel bedir v'sahar usfina. In three different scenarios where we have a machlokas tanoim with regard to someone who is taken out by the nochrim on Shabbos out of his tchum, he was placed into a deer or a sar, or for example he was in a boat and there was an ones and the boat left its dock and went out into the yam outside of Tchum Shabbos. So in all these cases, there was an ones that took him outside of his Tchum. He's allowed to walk anywhere that's Mukaf Mechitzos, even if it's a very, very large area. Because we're going to judge any such large area that's Mukaf Mechitzos as if it was Arba Amos. Ushmul Amar Hilchisa Kiram Gamliel, but only B'Sfina. Avol B'dir V'sar Lo. He's not allowed to walk any step beyond Arba Amos, like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara explains the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. To Kuli Alma Mias, both Rav and Shmuel agree that Halacha Kirabi Akiva Kiram Gamliel B'Sfina. As far as the Sfina is concerned, we're going to allow, according to everybody, that he can go beyond the Dalet Amos. And my timer, what's the reason in the case of Sfina? Everybody agrees that he's allowed to carry throughout the entire Sfina. And in deer and sar, there's going to be machlokes. So this is explained by Rabba. Amar Rabba, the reason why we could be makel in a Sfina is hoil v'shavas bi'avir mechitzos mibodyon. The mechitzos themselves, the Sfina itself has mechitzos. And he was koveh makom shvis on Erev Shabbos inside the boat, which is surrounded by these partitions, these machitzos. And therefore, it's all one section called Arba Amos. It's all Mukaf Mechitzos. But in the case of Deer and Sar, he wasn't koveh his Shvisa up front, meaning enter into Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, the Goyim put him down there. And therefore, that's a much more problematic way of talking about a makom mukav mechitzos. You know, if he was shoveis in a makom mukav mechitzos inside the boat, and he had the mechitzos around him, that's one thing. But in the case of a deer v'sa'ar, these are open areas; they're not surrounded by mechitzos until all of a sudden, in the middle of Shabbos. No, forget about that. What I just said is wrong. In a deer and sa'ar situation, there is mukav, but he himself was not koveh shvisa on going into Shabbos, b'knisa Shabbos in that deer or in that sa'ar. In the middle of Shabbos, they put him there, and therefore the halacha mechitzos doesn't really apply, at least to its full extent. Rav Zera has a different logic as to why we should be mekel in a sfina. Hoil the sfina notalto mitchilas arba umanachto besof arba. In other words, on an ongoing basis, every moment the sfina lifts up its merim, he says, es raglo lifsoa. So let's try to understand what's going on over here. And you know, we're talking about coming up with a reasoning for a kula in Sfina. The ship is constantly in motion. It takes him from the beginning of four amas area to the end of the four amas area beyond it, in the time needed to take a step. Therefore, the ship's motion has carried him out of his tchum area, and it's the ship that took him out of the tchum area. He's allotted another four amas. Again, this allotment is repeated every moment that the ship is moving, since with each passing moment, the ship has again carried him beyond the previous arba amas. And therefore, it's permissible for him to walk the entire length of the ship, because each step takes place within a newly assigned area of four amas. So he's always getting a new area of four amas as he walks. And that's based on the fact that there's the ship is in motion, and he's always in a different arba amas. My beinayu, the Gemara now wants to come up with a nafkimina between Rabba and Rabbi Zera. Ikubeinayu shenifchasu dofnei asfina. That part of the walls of the boat on this side or on that side were broken. They're no longer whole and complete, and therefore nisbatlu amechitzas. The mechitzas no longer have a status of mechitzas. So why is this a nafkimina? And let's assume that these defanos were nifchesu, they were diminished, if you can use that word, or reduced, before Shabbos. Therefore, lo shavas bi'avir hamechitzos. He wasn't shoveis within the airspace surrounded by mechitzos, because even before Shabbos, the walls of the ship were reduced to a height of less than Yud Tfachim. So the walls of less than Yud Tfachim are not considered mechitzos. So mechitzos has to be a minimum of 10 Tfachim. So Rabba would now restrict the passenger to just four amas. Whereas Rav Zeira would say he's still going to allow the passengers to move about the entire ship. So again, in the case of Shitas Rabba, who based it on the fact that there's an enclosed area which is surrounded by mechitza, and it's equivalent to Dal and Amos, here in this case, the ship is no longer has legally acceptable walls. It's been reduced to less than 10 tefachim. So you cannot define the Sfina as an enclosure of Dal and Amos. However, according to Rav Zera, the walls were never relevant. the leniency was based on the movement of the ship, and now the ship is still moving. Now the Gemara offers another nafkimini. Nami bi odom hakofetz b'shabbos misfina l'sfina acheres. He jumped from one sfina on Shabbos to another sfina. And here again, Rabbah's logic is not going to apply of mechitzos. Why? Shaharei eino nimtza ata b'tocha mechitzos sheshavas b'mitchila. Right, he jumped from one boat to the other. It's called jumping the boat. And therefore he's not rashai lahalich b'sfina zu ela arba amas bilvat. Because as far as tocha mechitzos is concerned, it's eino nimtza ata b'tocha mechitzos. However, if you go like Rabbi Zera, even in this case, he should be mutter rashai leilech v'kula l'fishi ma'aleches v'notlaso kol shah mitchidas arba amas l'sofar. So Gemara says, Rabbi Zera, my time alo omer k'rabba. Why didn't Rabbi Zera like the explanation of Rabba that the reason for the heter of walking throughout the Svina is because he was shoves bi'avir mechitzosa. Omer l'cha, Rabbi Zera would shlug this up and he would say that mechitzos, and here on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, lavriach mayim hein asuyos. And that's not called litzorach dira, that's only to keep the water out and protect the ship from the water. And that's not what you call chashuvos, to make the Svina on all parts from top to bottom ke arba amas. Rabba my taimelo omar ki Rab Zero. Why didn't Rabba concede to the logic of Rab Zera that when the Sfina is maleches and it's constantly moving and it takes him from one, you know, four amos until the next four amos? So Gemara says that according to Rabba, b'maleches kuliyama lo pligi, there was never machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah regarding a Sfina maleches. Hakol modim shirashoyhu lahalech b'kula. Why did they should not lasso me arba amashalo? Ki pligi b'sha'omda. In what case are they arguing? That's only in the case of a boat that is stationary. It's omedes b'mkoma. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to walk b'kulo l'fisha shavas b'arba mechitzos. According to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, eino mahalach bo ela arba amos bilvad. So let's go over this last piece because it's getting late. Rabbi Zera Omar. Rabbi Zera said that whole svinoso notloso mitchilas arba menachas sof arba. Right, the ship keeps in motion, giving him another four amos as it continues and it, as it continues to go to travel. And the Gemara says that the nafkemina is nifchesu dofnei sfina. What happens in the case where the walls of the ship were reduced to the height of less than 10 tefachim, which means it's not a mechitza? Rabbah now would say that you're not allowed to walk. You have to restrict the passages in terms of arba amas. Rabbi Zer would say you're allowed to move throughout the entire ship because he's no longer on the ship that he established, within which he established his Shabbos residence, right? His Shvisas Shabbos as his Makom Shvisa. And therefore, according to Rabbah, the leniency would not apply. According to Rabbi Zera, on the other hand, the leniency applies anytime he's moving the ship, and the ship is moving. So despite the fact that the walls of the ship were reduced, but nevertheless, the ship is still moving. Inami, a second afkimina, would be Bekovitz Misfinusin. If he jumps from one ship to the other, Rabbah would again be Machmir and say he only has four Amos, where Zera would be allowed him to move about the entire second ship. And the Gemara now wants to know, Rabbi Zera, my time alone, right? Why does Rabbi Zeir reject the explanation of Rav Amalcha, he would say that mechitzos lavriach mayim asuyos, right? The mechitzos here are not for dira in order to close the interior of the ship. They only want to keep water out of the ship. They wouldn't be significant enough to render the area as an enclosed area the equivalent of one entity of Dalet Amos. Rabba Maitam Elomer Krav Zera, and the Gemara answers that Rabbi Zera's reasoning is certainly correct. In other words, those on board on a moving ship have no tchum restrictions. Rabba is explaining, however, Shmuel's statement that in the case of a ship, we're going to follow Ram Gamliel in his machlokas Rabbi Yeshua. And the issue of that machlokas, according to Rabba, has nothing to do with a moving ship, but rather a ship at rest. And the Gemara explains, Mahaleches Kliyamalo Pligi, if the ship is moving, then no one, neither Rabbi Gamliel nor Rabbi Yeshua disagree, the tchum limit doesn't exist. And one can continue walking throughout the ship, Ki Pligi Vishamda. They're going to argue in the case where the ship stopped outside the tchum. Rav Gamliel is allowing the passengers to move throughout the entire ship, even in this case. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua is going to restrict them to four amos in which they were standing when the ship stopped. So therefore, when Shmuel ruled and paskined in favor of Rav Gamliel, he permitted passengers, it was a het to move about the entire ship, even when the ship is motionless. And Rav Zeira's reasoning doesn't have any relevance to this ruling. Therefore, Rabba didn't even mention it. Rav Zeira, he thinks that this premise is incorrect. He holds that the disagreement here is only in the case of a ship that's in motion. If the ship is standing in one place, Rav Zeira would claim that even Rav Gamliel would limit its passengers to four amas, because the walls of the ship are made to keep out water, and they don't render the interior of the ship an equivalent of Dalet Amos. Another way that the Marsha office here is that Rav Zeira believes that the dispute of these Tanoim concerns both a moving ship and a motionless one. But nevertheless, Rav and Shmuel, who agree that the halacha follows from Gamliel with regard to a ship, they did so only in reference to a moving ship. And now the Gemara is up to Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And even though, again, we're in the middle of the sugya, here on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, but nevertheless, we'll have to end the shiur now. It's getting late. And that's where we're up to, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. And we are up to line 4. Take this opportunity to wish everyone a great Shabbos.